Hello and welcome to Beginner's Bakes. My name's Jim and I'm a fully qualified baker with over 25 years of experience. I'm so excited you're here today because we're starting our baking journey together. This is the podcast for anyone who's ever looked at a mixing bowl and thought, where do I even start? Whether you've never cracked an egg or your oven's just been storage space until now, this podcast is for you. If you can whisk, stir, and laugh at yourself when you accidentally drop flour all over the counter, then you can bake. Truly. Don't worry, you're in the right place. We'll go through each recipe step by step, in grams, fluid ounces, with oven temperatures for a fan, electric and gas. So no matter what you're baking with, you'll be covered. And along the way, I'll share some little tricks that makes your bakes lighter, fluffier and more delicious. Baking doesn't have to be intimidating. Think of it as mixing a few ingredients and putting them in the oven. In this very first episode, we're keeping things as simple as possible with two of the easiest bakes you could ever meet. The classic sausage roll and mince pies. Both are quick and easy and use ingredients you may already have in your kitchen. So great to welcome you here today. With these two easy bakes, we're keeping it simple, fun, no stress, utterly delicious. Now before we start, let me tell you a little story. The first time I tried homemade sausage rolls from scratch, I underestimated how long it would take. The pastry tore, the filling leaked, I ended up with a very lopsided tray. But when I tasted them warm out of the oven, all that effort disappeared in one bite. So this year, we're keeping it simple with shop-bought puff pastry. And I promise you'll get a perfect golden sausage roll every time. So grab your apron, dust off that mixing bowl, and let's kick off our first baking adventure. Two simple, delicious recipes that prove anyone can start baking today. So, recipe one, sausage rolls. Get two rolls of shop-bought puff pastry. Grab yourself one or two packs of good quality butcher's sausages or supermarket sausages with the flavour you like, but butcher's sausages make the best. One small onion, finely chopped. And if you want to spice them up a bit, a teaspoon of dry sage or mixed herbs or even chili powder. But all of that is optional. You can use it straight from the packet. And one egg beaten for glazing. So step one, preheat your oven. 180 fan, 200 electric or gas mark 6. And line a baking tray with parchment paper. Step two, mix the sausage meat, onion, herbs, chili powder if you're using it together till well combined. If not, just roll out the sausages until they make a long log. Just roll them out to about an inch, 25 mil, that sort of size. Not too big, but not too small. And if they get a bit sticky, to roll out on your hands and that the sausage meat, just use a bit of flour, roll them in a bit of flour and just roll them out nicely. And step three, roll out the puff pastry. But before you cut it into long rectangles, get a small piece of your sausage log, lay it on there. Fold the pastry over it, make sure it fits, and then mark a little line to where you need to cut your pastry. Then cut your pastry in long rectangles to that size each time. If there's some left over, not quite big enough, don't worry, put it to one side.
So once your long rectangles are cut, grab your sausage, place it along the centre. Little bit of water on the edge, very thinly. Doesn't have to be soaking wet, just a smooth, just to give it a little seal. When you fold the pastry over, seal it nice and square. Get yourself an edge of a fork, run it down, or the prongs of a fork, or even an edge of a knife. Just put it down all the way along, just to give it that extra seal. Then cut them into the size you want. Small cocktail sausage rolls or the normal size sausage roll, whichever, the choice is yours. Put them on your baking tray. Beat your egg in a glass. Get yourself a little brush and brush all the tops, covering them with the beaten egg. Lovely, everywhere, all over. When that's done, put your baking tray in the oven. 20, 25 minutes until they're golden and puffed. You'll be able to tell. Just keep your eye on them. And that's it. So for an extra festive touch, maybe sprinkle a bit of sesame seed on the top, or a pinch of grated cheese on the top of each one before you bake them. But remember, do not overfill or the pastry will split. And there you have it. Simple, golden, festive sausage rolls that everyone will love. Pop them on a platter, serve them warm, and enjoy the cheers of the season. And each episode we're going to do a baker's corner, which will be a tip from me to you that might help with your bakes in the future. Send me your pictures at www.big-g-bakes.co.uk or jim.boxall, that's B-O-X-A-L-L, at big-g-bakes.co.uk. I love seeing your creations. Right. Each episode's going to take you through two recipes. So our second recipe today, we're going to be making another one of the all-time favourite Christmas treats, mince pies. And the best news, we're keeping it stress-free with shop-bought short crust pastry. No rolling from scratch, no fuss, just delicious classic pies in a snap. A little story before we start. One year, I made mince pies entirely from scratch. Pastry, filling, the lot. And let's just say, I ended up eating half the filling straight from the bowl while the pastry was still warm. This year, we're doing it smarter. So recipe two, mince pies. Buy two rolls of short crust pastry, a large jar of mincemeat, one small egg beaten for glaze, and some granulated sugar for dusting, but any sugar will do. Step one, preheat your oven, 180 fan, 200 electric, gas mark 4. Grease your muffin tin or your cupcake tin, whichever one you want to use. The choice is yours. Step two. Get your rolled out pastry and then cut circles for bases and circles for tops. Now, you can use glass jars or a glass or a cup or a pastry cutter. If you've got pastry cutters, maybe for the festive treat, you could cut some star-shaped tops. But more of that later, I'm sure. So once you've cut your circles, get your muffin tin and grease it with a bit of lard I use. You could use butter, but grease in there. And then once they're all greased, get your pastry, which should be slightly bigger than the circle of your tin. Push it down into the depths. Make sure it all sits around the side nice and neatly on each one. And then grab your mincemeat. One, maybe two spoonfuls of mincemeat, depending on whether you're using your cupcake tin or a muffin tin. Muffins, you'd get away with two. Cupcakes, probably one. They don't want to be overfilled. And then put the tops on, press lightly. You can brush the tops with the beaten egg. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I normally don't bother. I just wait till they come out, get some sugar, granulate it, and sprinkle over the top of them. And that's it. That does it for me. So anyway, step four, bake for 15 to 20 minutes until golden. And then dust with granulated sugar. But any sugar would do. And as before, the baker's corner, don't overfill or they will spill out during baking. And for the festive fun, as I said, a small star shaped on the tops, or maybe even Christmas trees, if you've got them sort of colours. If not, plain circular tops on the top. Lovely. So, there you have it. The simple, classic mince pies that'll fill your kitchen with Christmas magic. Perfect for gifting, sharing, or sneaking one when no one's looking. But don't forget, send me those festive baking photos and stories at www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And until next time, keep it sweet, keep it simple, and enjoy every festive bite. Thanks for listening.